Hereby call the meeting of Public Safety and Security Committee to order. We have five members present. We are blessed with the presence of Legislator Bill Burton, Legislator Judy Myers, Legislator John Milner, Legislator Bill Ryan, and myself, Vito Pinto, as chair. We have also on the committee Peter Harkam and Gordon Burrows, both of whom have indicated they were unable to make this morning's meeting for personal reasons.
And we have in the audience.
And we have in the audience, we have our colleague Mike Kaplowitz, and we have from the ninth floor Katie Delgado, and our newly appointed, committee liaison aide, Melanie Montalto. So our first order of business is, I had indicated while we were off the record, now we're on. In your folder, you should have a listing of contacts for several of the departments with whom we will be working. They are confined and done on one page, and it does go over to the back side. So if you look at it, you'll see Public Safety, and then you'll see Department of Probation, then you'll see Department of Emergency Services. On the back side, it continues, Department of Correction, and I took the liberty of putting Taxi and Limousine Commission because they are answerable to Public Safety and Security. Anybody who's been on the committee knows we've discussed different taxi and limousine issues and licensing matters between especially the City of Yonkers and the County of Westchester and reciprocity. So as I mentioned earlier, I've asked each of the departments to update any new appointments or any acting appointments, so that should you have the need as a member of this committee to ever ask questions, feel free to call them and or for information. As I get updates, we'll keep it on file, keep it in your folder, and I will email it to you so you can put it on maybe one of your subfolders as far as public safety and break out each committee and put the information. Our first order of business today is basically committee reorganization. Having knowledge of seven members on the committee, if anybody has a preference on what would constitute a quorum, just to call the meeting to order for discussion purposes, and what would constitute a quorum for voting purposes to vote any matter out of committee, and we'll do that now.
Mr. Chairman, I think it would be appropriate that we have a requirement of three members to open for business and four to actually conduct it.
So you're making a double motion. You're talking about a quorum for business, and then the quorum to vote would be four. Do we have any discussion on that motion, which was made by Mr. Burton, seconded by Judy Myers? Does everybody feel comfortable with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'd like to know if there's anybody here, in case of my absence, that would like to be designated as the deputy chairperson, in case I am absent, to run any meetings in the future. We have two of you already.
Oh.
And,
okay.
And Judy goes first.
Judy goes first.
She went off for appointments, so she.
All right, I'll do this.
Sure. Okay, Judy. Then is everybody else okay with that?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. Then we'll designate Judy Meyer as Judy Myers as the deputy chairperson of this committee for conducting of business in my absence. We've gone over contact information. If anybody has any other knowledge or information, please feel free to bring it to our attention. We don't have but one remaining items list. Everybody in their folder should have a listing of matters that were brought to our attention that we never really signed out and that we're looking at now for new. It would be looking at the remaining items from previous term, County Executive Bond Act, for the new Public Safety Headquarters building. That was on a hold. If you remember, that money was supposed to have been used from design and possible construction of $7.7 million with movement of the headquarters for public safety to 450 Sawmill River Road. I did speak to the commissioner. We do have some possible information that may come down in the future. As many of you may or may not remember, if you weren't on this committee or in discussion, the part of the Public Safety Training Center, where the new pistol range is owned by the State Guard. 2 years ago, they were talking about reverting that property back to the county and we were talking about using part of that building as a new tech training center, such as down in Rodman's Creek or whatever that place
Rodman's Neck.
Rodman's Neck, where they have that training facility. And then that went by the wayside because then the state told us they weren't going to do that. Now there's information coming down that that might become an eventuality this year. If it does become an eventuality, I'm not so sure that the police will move into 450, which I, you know, the reason I changed my vote, to be frank with you, because, I, you know, we were saving the 7-7 on building a new facility, but now if we get this building done, it would only behoove us to keep that, you know, group intact and open up spare room. They still haven't been readied as far as 450 goes for movement. I don't even know what our timeline is now.
But what
are the election machines there?
Well, the election machines are done, but if you had gone out there, as you know, some of us did, they were staining the floor and fixing the ceiling, and it was coming down on the tacky floor, and they did it fast. But what I'm talking about is the offices up on the second floor where they're supposed to move to police headquarters and the other offices.
Then nothing's been done there.
They told me it was imminent to be ready, but that was the last I heard back in the end of December.
But if this space were to become available because the state
we'd have to
itself, how long would it take to
renovate?
To renovate,
I have no
make
idea.
It ready, because I mean, if we're moving, assuming we're still moving forward on the
police
450,
yeah, I assume.
Then why would we do all that work and then give it up to move them over to the campus?
That's for the future discussion.
Right. Okay. But our interest
was
in this
that we
is
have to discuss it in the future.
Our interest in this is simply keeping track of it, not keeping necessarily.
But why should this even remain on the agenda?
I think it would have to be reintroduced anyway.
Yeah, I'm just.
We're also not going to build a whole 14,200.
No, this is just a list of items.
We're going to just remove that. The second one was jail inmate telephone systems. So Mr. Ryan, Bill, if you want to just go on to that one in terms of if you want to redo that or discuss that again, then let us know, and if we have to, we can just put that back on.
Okay.
Okay, and the same with the credit card.
There was an item about the telephones in the Justice Department report.
Yes, but you know, we'll pay close attention to that as that comes up.
Reintroducing this one? Yeah.
Well, you know, it's built. I think he had
it's
a great idea.
Just
it's correspondence, and we'll look at it. Yeah. And then the emergency preparedness guide, which has been on for a year and a half from Gordon, we'll ask him to take a look at that, and we'll look at printing costs, and we'll discuss that again. And the same with the alarm response. Went from the corrections offices that with the shift. That's all part of looking at it. High check bars pilot program for
was on Bronx River Parkway.
The Bronx River Parkway.
What about the height check?
Well, for Tom Abernathy.
I don't remember seeing the response from the
no pun intended.
DOT. What did the DOT say?
Well,
expensive.
They seem to think it was expensive, but Tom is looking at breakaway plastic barriers, and then it becomes one of environment, one of an aesthetic. So, you know, we haven't really had anything of an extremely big nature on the Bronx River Parkway, which is the biggest one we have concern because that has the lower bridges. And believe it or not, the Hutch River has the higher bridges on it, and that's why they...
It's happened on the sawmill.
Yeah, and the saw. So.
Sawmill has low bridges.
You know, certainly, if
but
you wish.
The governor came down. Remember there was a big,
yeah, we,
a
I
big
went to
press
that.
Conference?
Yeah,
what was that
I
all went. About? I can't remember.
That was talking about making sure that we do something different with the truckers and find them more and require them to have better GPS systems.
Maybe that's the solution rather than spending county money.
Yeah. So we'll take a look at that, though. Okay? And these three items basically were that. And the fifth item actually was a memo regarding traffic flooding on the Bronx River Parkway. And we went through that a long time. We put the barricades in, so I'm going to just remove
that. But
what
does that have to do with the bike path?
Yeah, the bike path. The people were complaining because they couldn't use the bike path when the river floods.
Right.
Because the path goes underneath the bridge. So, I mean, you know, I just... What can I tell
I've been
people?
On that bike path.
I can't, you know.
I think
actually,
when it's flooded,
actually,
it might not
the one in Garth Woods.
Yeah, on your bike anyway.
Just so you know, the one in Garth Woods is the bridge that goes over the bike path that you have very little headroom on in Garth Woods.
Yeah.
That's been cited by the state. It has to be replaced. Most Scotia, and I believe Public Works has indicated, John Shue, that we are going to redo that bridge this summer and probably have to close the Bronx River for 2 months of construction northbound. And they're going to have to raise that bridge because the water, and it's a, yeah, well.
Because it's a bike path? Is it
No. It just so happens that when they built the bike path there, they knew ahead of time that that bridge was going to be raised and has to be reconstructed. And that came down at the end of last year, so it's in the capital project. We've already approved it, and that project will take place probably this summer when we have less traffic on the Bronx River, and we're going to have to work with our local communities in Scarsdale, Greenberg, and Eastchester, and Edgemont about alternate routes and making sure that we put plenty of information out through eBlast to our constituents, warning them of that. So that matter should be taken care of, and that's all we have.
The other issue we had, it turns out, I got your original. I'm sorry. Saving paper as she goes.
Hi.
I apologize.
Three committees is a lot of paper.
We're on the back.
Yeah.
Women's correction system.
We never moved forward with this.
Okay.
Now, were you aware? You were aware of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea whatever happened to it.
Well, let's keep abreast when we
meet
with
them.
Yeah, let
me
look
into it, and we'll see if this is still valid.
Okay. Then we have the Rogalski's live scan. We do have teleconferencing. That really hasn't gone too far. It started in Mount Pleasant. We all went to the original media presentation, and from my knowledge, I understand it really hasn't really kicked off that much. There seems to be some.
Well, we're still getting resistance from the defense bar,
yes,
and from the inmates themselves, who were saying, "Hey, it's a half a day out of the rail."
Yeah.
Is it part of our legislative package? What's the capitalist in regard to changing the state law to make it easier to mandate tele-arraignment and other tele-items, or is that not made it to the final cut?
We're meeting tomorrow for the first time.
So oh, okay. Yeah. But you have that on the list?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll go with that. And the next ones are the fire suppression systems that we began last year. Never came to a conclusion. We'll have to wait and see. We'll discuss it with Rob and the county executive in terms of looking at it again. I'm going to ask that this probably be reintroduced and have the legal department look at the law. If you all remember, there was a question of who would be responsible for licensing, the county clerk and then Tony Sutton, and there was a difference of opinion on how much it would cost. And it really, the testing is probably something that could be absorbed, and most of the cost for testing would be paid for by the applicants. And once you get it, I really see a need for it. I just had an incident in Eastchester where, there were several people trying to say, I'll take care of it, and they were way off in their estimates and way off in what they were going to do. And when you got qualified, licensed people from other jurisdictions, then the people had a better decision to make, and it was better explained to them. And, and one group said, oh, well, don't worry about it. I'll just come back and tag it for $150 every 6 months. And I told him, that's not sufficient. Don't go sign that contract. The man's not going to check it, then he's false. He should come back and check his system if he's going to charge you $125 every 6 months. He shouldn't just say he'll tag it. And that's the stuff we're faced with. And I had several restaurants in town call me because of the notification that we gave a lot of people when Bill first put this out. And we had the press conferences, and we had a lot of meetings. And we gave different groups the names and numbers not to be subjected to one. We had three or four real qualified people, and when they went with them, then they saw the difference between, how do I say it, without fly-by-night groups coming in and saying, I'll take care of you, I know what I'm doing. And they're a one-man show. They don't have shops. They don't know what they're really about.
And well, we're prepared to push this in legislation.
Okay.
But
so
the problem is we
effort.
Need a good law drafted.
Well, that's why I said
so
you
I
want.
Think we should talk to Bob Meehan.
We'll do it jointly. That's why I said I was going to go upstairs. But, you know, if you want, we'll talk to Bob Meehan, the county attorney.
We had a draft.
Well, we had a very lot of work.
We looked at Nassau and Suffolk, and they were
much more
detailed.
But it's tough to do that law in great part because we couldn't come to a conclusion of whether we preferred it to be administered out of the clerk's office or out of DES. And until we make that decision here, it seems to me there's no point in trying to draft law.
Yeah, except that I thought we made the decision. I thought Tim Idoni took a very strong position that he should not be he could be the licensing authority,
but
he
the
can't
governing
be the
agency.
Authority that deals with inspections and
which then left us in limbo as to who was going to do that, whether we were going to drop that on consumer affairs or whether we were going to set up an entirely separate operation. It seemed to me that we just didn't have those pieces put together.
I thought we talked about doing it through emergency services. I thought we wrote some tentative
conclusions. Until we make those conclusions firmly, I don't think we can make legislation. At least I don't think so. I don't know why we should be. I don't know that that's a good idea for the legislation committee to be forced to arbitrate that discussion rather than this committee.
Well, I think a joint meeting would make sense.
We can do it. We can take the lead, John, if you don't mind, in deference to what Bill says. We can do that. I've already gone through it with Tony Sutton. He's there. I've already gone through with the fact that we do have an advisory board that he wanted to change the membership. And we talked about establishing that in the legislation last year.
Well, then I suggest you set a timetable to get it done on an expedited basis.
We have so many people put on board, so many from the public, so many from the industry.
My concern is that it not be, that we don't drag our feet
on it. Kind of like the
it.
Electrical board and the plumbing board.
That we move on it.
Okay.
And, you know, when you
I will move on it forthright. I will sit down and get whatever information we have from last year. The one that Mike had done, we'll send it to the county exec for referral to the county attorney. And
well, I think we should dig out our discussions because we've reached some tentative conclusions.
I will ask Melanie to find that
pull
from
the minutes
from Sunday. We have the minutes and stuff. Okay?
Yes.
And the last thing was the food storage thing, which I think went the way.
And what about your
wind.
Residency restrictions for sex offenders?
Oh.
That was George.
We can't proceed on that yet because there are two courts have held similar county law. Well, one was Albany City and the other was Rockland County. Two courts have held that you can't have municipal residency requirements because they're preempted by New York state law. Now, I don't know if those cases have moved to the appellate level yet.
Okay. But in the meantime,
I think you've got two courts saying we can't do this. I would not move forward until an appellate court has ruled one way or the other.
Who are the localities?
Rockland County and the City of Albany. Supreme Courts in Albany and Rockland County have ruled their laws similar. You know, you can't live within 1,000 feet of a school or playground. Other jurisdictions have upheld the law, but in New York, those two courts found that the New York state has preempted the field of regulation of sex offenders
in and around
where
schools.
They live. Yeah.
Okay. And am I correct in saying the first order of business, we didn't have any referrals to public safety?
Oh, yeah. What are we going to do with the food storage and distribution warehouse?
Well, I think that was pulled at the end of the year. I don't know what else yet.
Well, I don't know how.
I don't think it was.
Huh?
I think it just sat here.
Well, but it's the administration's call.
The administration. Yeah, yeah, this is the administration's call. We'll wait. I'll contact.
Although, am I correct in believing it's still in the capital budget?
Mm-hmm.
So that the ball would be in their court to move it or not. Although I've heard from a couple of the pantry people.
Did we
want to know where it was and whether we were going to move it? And I said, "Well, it's the economy, kids. We can't control that. Whether we can afford to do it is another question."
Did we,
but I have my dad's.
Authorize any amendment to the capital budget last
year? Not yet.
I don't think we did.
No, I think the project's in the capital budget.
It's just in there.
It hasn't been approved.
Yeah. Andy's capital budget.
It hasn't been appropriated.
Yeah. And we approve that, and which gets you a bus route map, as far as I can tell.
Well, it's a placeholder.
Okay. All right. I will contact the county executive's office and see if he has any desire Well, given the economic times, what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Any other business? Any other matters?
Yeah, I would suggest that we have the new public safety commissioner after 3 months, maybe early April or late March, in for a discussion about, you know, what he's done, what his plans are.
Well, I was going to end up by saying that. I'd like to have all of them in it. We've had all of them in on a quarterly basis in the 2 years to discuss where they were, what they were doing, and they've all been very, you know, willing to come in. But once again, I'll also set up tours. You know, as you know, we do have this federal report on the corrections facility.
That's another,
it would behoove all of us to go over.
Yeah. To discuss
it would behoove us all to go over and at least look at the facility and see what we have, and then when people start coming up with cuts, as you well know, the county executive asked different departments, I'd like to have them come in and at least discuss what they what their needs and what they can do with the committee as well, and where we can coordinate it with upstairs in terms of agreeing that this should be done, we'll do it. We'll work together on that.
I'm told the Justice Department wants the county to enter into a consent decree.
Yes. I before you
so
came in, I was mentioning,
so
I mentioned
check
that.
On the status of that.
Well, is there a dollar figure
I will,
attached to that?
I will. No. I will say that
later.
There's
cut.
No fine.
Let me just go back on the record again and say that I was present at the phone call in which we told the key lawyer for the federal government we were not entering into a consent agreement until we had the new county executive seated and until we had the board seated and we found out exactly where all the pros and cons were of such agreement. We took exception to the report. I say we as a county and as a department, as legal department, during that phone call. There were a lot of issues that one of the members who was on that phone call kind of agreed with some of the issues that weren't presented properly in terms of the medical issue, and we have reason to believe that that will be, you know, discussed and help in our situation and case. But I think we should talk definitely to Bob and Meehan and upstairs and see exactly in which direction they're going. And we should be close.
So Bob's the one who told me about the consent.
Yeah. They're pushing for it. They pushed for it last year. And I invited Lyndon to call and to find out himself, too, because he was concerned why. And I'm not ready to go.
Concerned why what?
What some of the reports and how to deal with it and everything that we were, you know.
They want a consent decree because it looks good for their report.
Yeah.
To the government. Hey, how many consent decrees did you have this month?
No. Check it above.
Why not?
Terrific.
Well, I think we learned
that's
lesson.
The basis on which we make these decisions, I hope.
Okay. Anything else?
Cool.
The other thing is that, you know, I will meet with Commissioner Longworth as soon as I get a chance. I will go out. They have an academy class. I will see if anybody's interested in attending a class and seeing how they do things, going over some of that matter. Let me know. If not, I will go out as chair. I also will go out and talk with Commissioner Sutton again. And Rocco Pozzi had some issues he wanted to kind of go over with me on probation. So, you know, if you feel like we need in the next month setting up a day each to visit the sites and become familiar with each one, you can do so. Your call. If you want to go, we go. But I'm going to reach out to each of the departments, and including the district attorney, to find out what her needs are and in terms of public safety issues and court cases.
You'd let us know when you're going.
Yeah, well, you let me know if you guys want to be involved.
Yeah,
and
put me down.
When I do it, I'll try to coordinate dates and time. And as always, Michael, we invite all of the board members to join us at that time. Any other issues? There being no other issues, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved
by Mrs. Myers, seconded by Mr. Burton. All in favor?
Aye.
Stand adjourned. Thank you.
How do you mean, the new Kindle or the old Kindle?
This is a new one.
I think
it's the new one.